Mama, how could you lose a bowling ball?
You see, if I told you once, I've told you 100 times I didn't lose it. I put it in a safe place.
But where?
I don't know.
Bowling ball just can't disappear.
It can when Mama puts it in a safe place.
Naomi, I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but I never tried to stuff a bowling ball under a sofa.
Well, I'm just trying to look everywhere, Miss Harper. Did you look in here? How do you know it's in a safe place if you don't remember where you put it?
Until we find it, it's safe.
Our team is up for the bowling championship, and I don't have a ball, Mama. Fiddly fud.
If your daddy could hear you talking like that, he'd turn over in his grave.
Say, maybe your daddy isn't dead and gone at all, Vinton. Maybe your mama just put him in a safe place. Hello, everybody. Isn't it just a glorious day? Well, it is outside. What's the matter, brother dear? You look like you lost your best and only friend.
He did.
I didn't lose it, you did. My fluorescent orange polyurethane pin buster is gone.
Oh, nonsense. She's sitting right there.
I'm going to break your teeth, Ellen. Pass them over. That's enough. Knock it off, all of you. What do you want, Ellen?
Well, I don't want anything.
You wouldn't be here if you didn't want something. What is it?
I just thought I'd come and give you some news. It'll make y'all feel better.
Well, spit it out. We can use it.
I have been chosen Raytown Country Club's Woman of the Year.
What makes me so mad is there was no reason for it. It was on the closet floor. It's been on the closet floor as long as I've been alive.
Anybody hear what I just said? I have just announced that I have won Raytown's highest honor.
Well, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, Ellen. I'm up for Checker of the Week over to Food Circus.
Oh, hey, you better skedaddle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My manager says punctuality is almost as important as double bagging the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Skeeter.
I love you, darling.
Love you, too.
I am talking about an award of the year here, not some two-bit prize from her grungy little market.
Two-bit prize, nothing. If she wins, she gets $10 worth of day-old pastries.
I don't believe you people. I am trying to bring some honor and prestige to this otherwise undistinguished family.
Well, what do you think I'm trying to bring to this family? An embroidered bowling shirt with champs written on the sleeve, that's what.
Well, why doesn't somebody try bringing a little love and understanding to this family?
Where is it? It's got to be someplace.
You get off Mama's back. I think we all ought to be more understanding. Mama. Mama, could I borrow Grandma's diamond brooch just for tonight?
I knew it. I knew you wanted something. You're just like those envelopes with the little windows in them. Every time one of them things comes in the house, I know it's going to cost me something.
But I only want to borrow it for this one evening.
That brooch is the only thing of value that my mama ever left me. It's never left my room, and it never will.
It would mean a lot to me.
Well, all right. Maybe I could have somebody in this family like me today.
Oh, Mama, thank you.
All right. It's upstairs in my jewelry box. And now you take good care of that brooch and you have it back here first thing in the morning.
I will, Mama.
All right. And don't touch anything else in that box. I know exactly what's there.
Oh, Mama, everything else is stuff you bought. I wouldn't be interested in that.
It's upstairs in my jewelry box. It's upstairs in my jewelry box. It's upstairs in my jewelry box.
What are you doing, practicing to be an echo?
How can you lose my bowling ball and still know where some 70-year-old pin is?
When I do find that ball, I'm going to put it downstairs in the middle of your bed, Benton. It can sleep next to your other pin buster. You could look up disgusting in the dictionary and there'd be a picture of this.
Hello, Miss Harper.
I'll tell you what's disgusting. Ellen has a big day, so right away you drag out Grandma's diamond brooch and you give it to her.
Don't you think you'd look a little silly bowling in a diamond brooch?
If Ellen asks for anything, you bend over backwards to give it to her.
I haven't bent over backwards since I was a drum majorette in high school.
Even as a kid, Ellen always got the best of everything, and now that she's a grown-up, she still does.
Oh, horse feathers.
She's rich.
She wears fancy clothes.
She belongs to that highfalutin country club of hers.
Which we're not good enough to get into.
Well, that country club is no big shakes anyway.
It is, Miss Harper. It's very exclusive.
Well, now, how exclusive can it be? They even asked me to join.
Oh, come on, Mama. The Raytown Country Club never asked you to be a member?
They most certainly did, and I got the invitation here to prove it. I filed it in the trash here right next to the Reader's Digest sweepstakes. Where is it here now? Does this not say Raytown Country Club? Right here it says, we would be pleased to have you and your family join us.
Now wait a minute, let me see that. Let me see that. We would be pleased to have you and your family join us for the Woman of the Year banquet. Mama, this is an invitation to the banquet tonight.
To Ellen's banquet?
Just imagine us at the Raytown Country Club Woman of the Year banquet.
Well, now, them snooty people are only inviting us because we're family. We wouldn't really be welcome.
We're going to hobnob with the rich and the famous, honey.
Yeah, I bet the mayor will even be there.
And they're going to have all kinds of free food and drinks and everything.
Oh, darn, it's too late for me to rent a tuxedo.
Oh, it'd be so good for you to go, though, honey. It would chase the blues right away.
Yeah, well, I could wear a bow tie with my best suit.
I don't believe you two are actually thinking of going to this thing.
Well, we got an invitation here. I think you ought to go, too.
No, it's too ritzy. I never go any place where they got more forks than they got food.
Never mind, then. Come on, Vinton, let's us go.
Yeah, I believe I got me a clean shirt.
And I can't wait to put on my silk dress.
Come on, Skeeter, let's hit the shower.
Well, don't use up all the hot water. I guess I'm going with you.
Well, Mama, I thought you didn't want to go.
Well, I don't, but this is Ellen's big night, and somebody's got to be there to protect her from you two clowns.
Okay, hold it right there, Mr. Mayor.
Wait, hold it now.
Well, I am very honored to have my picture taken with the mayor of Raytown.
Oh, it's I who am honored to be posing with Raytown's most distinguished citizen.
Oh, Mayor Tutwiller, you have such a way with the truth.
Thank you. I hope you find the arrangements, the decorations pleasing. It's all for you.
Oh, it is just glorious. This is going to be a perfect evening.
Well, let's toast to that.
Hello, Ellen, dearest.
What are you doing here?
Wait, you're not going to
believe Ellen, you look gorgeous. I never get tired of seeing you in that dress.
I'm delighted that you're all here, but I don't think you understand. This dinner is by invitation only.
Well, Ellen, dear, I had the club extend a special invitation to your family to celebrate this august occasion with you. It was designed as a surprise.
Surprise!
Welcome to our banquet. I'm Mayor Tutwiller.
I'm Ellen's favorite brother.
Joe Bob, let's get drinks for these fine people.
What would you like?
Mama, please, if you don't
mind. I think beer all around would be just fine. What is it, Ellen, baby?
I was just going to say don't order beer.
Well, I'd like one of those Hawaiian drinks with the chunk of pineapple. And a slice of orange and a hunk of coconut and a red cherry and a green cherry and another red cherry.
Why don't you just bring her a knife and a fork while you're at it? Oh, Joe Bob, bring my beer in the can. I think it stays colder that way.
Well, this must be a joyous day for all of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sure is for me. I found my bowling ball. I thought I'd seen the last
one. I hardly think this is the place to be talking about your silly old bowling ball.
Oh, no, Ellen, I want everybody to hear this one. It is a doozy. Hey, Tuts, you want to hear a funny story? Well, who stuck a burr under her saddle? Way. He's scared to death I'm gonna lose his precious bowling ball, so he took it out of my closet and stuck it in his own truck.
Yeah, he was there all the time.
You crazy darn fool, you.
But I'm glad. Maybe I could give you a few dollars and you could all go bowling right now.
Oh, don't be silly. I didn't get my beer yet. Joe Bob, what's holding up that brew?
A little bit, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
You do much bowling?
Oh, very little. I don't get much time.
Well, I can give you the secret of bowling in one word.
The thumb hole.
The thumb hole.
Oh, you learn fast.
I tell you what,
you stay right here. I'm going to go out to the truck and get my ball and ball.
No, but that's not necessary, really.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, well, now, is this it, or is there going to be more chow later?
Well, no, these are just the appetizers, Miss Harper. Help yourself.
Oh, well, I guess I will. Joe Bob, why don't I just take this off
no,
your head?
No, and
you,
can, I,
you go
I,
on,
no,
go
I,
on
I
back there and find out what's
Ooh.
Holding up my beer.
Mama, please.
Well, I'm not going to eat them all myself. Here, hold this.
Oh, look at the little finger sandwiches with the crust cut off of here and everything.
Those look pretty good. These little shrimps look mighty tasty.
Use a toothpick, Mama.
Well, where are your manners, Ellen? Toothpicks are for after.
Can I have one, please?
Yeah, when your daughter gets to be the woman of the year.
Well, gee, if everybody's going to pig out on them, I better save these for venting. I'm going to the ladies' room.
You want me to go with you, baby?
No, Mama. I'm just gonna slam the lid on my head.
Mayor Tutwiller, I must commend you on your inspiring campaign motto.
Well, thank you. I thought of it myself. A vote for Tutwiller is a vote for honor and dignity.
Uh-huh. Well, I know that honor and dignity is certainly something that the Harper family has always stood for. Mm-hmm.
Dip me, Vinton!
Some of the family hasn't gotten the word yet.
Excuse us.
You know, Ellen, it has always been my objective as mayor to clean up the crime in our streets.
Horse pucky. What you ought to do is clean up the trash in our streets. Those trash men of yours say they're going to come to my house on Tuesday. Sometimes they don't get there till as late as Thursday afternoon.
Would you care to dance?
I thought you'd never ask me.
I think he meant me, Mama.
You know how rank tuna salad can get in 2 days?
No, he doesn't, Mama.
Well, that's because they pick up the mayor's trash first. I gotta wait till Thursday.
Hey, Mama, having a good time?
Well, butt out, Benton. I'm trying to talk politics here with the mayor. Anyway, Tutwiller, I got me 3 trash cans, and I put them suckers out on Tuesday afternoon, and every single dog in the neighborhood hollers, buffet. Then they know they've got at least 2 days to strew garbage from hell till breakfast.
You don't say.
I do say. You don't know what it's like to go out in your fuzzy slippers in the morning and step in a big...
Mama, will you just stop this?
Ellen, you can have him back as soon as my bunions holler uncle. Here. Hey, Tutwiller, you got any hop left in your Lindy?
Did you enjoy your dinner, Mrs. Harper?
Well, I got to tell you, I believe my meat could have been done just a little bit more.
Mama, good prime rib is supposed to be served rather rare.
Well, I know that, but mine left hoof prints in my mashed potatoes.
I would think, as guests, you could say something nice about the meal.
Well, it was free.
It was free.
Tough as it was, you can't beat the price.
That's right.
Well, maybe we should get started with the festivities.
Oh, please.
Tutwiller?
Yes?
Does that mean you're not going to eat your dessert?
Help yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now, what makes you think you're the only one that might have wanted seconds?
I asked for it first.
Well, if you'd have waited for him to stand up, the rest of us could have had
here, here's his plenty for everyone.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention?
Hey! You want to hold it down over there?
We're here tonight to honor an outstanding citizen of our community, Ellen Jackson.
I smile.
Yes, sir. Woo, woo, woo.
Milton,
what?
Swallow your tongue.
Will you two shut up? Go on ahead, Tutwiller.
Now, we have a rather long program planned in her honor.
Uh-oh. Another beer over here, Joe Bob.
To start, I'd like
Joe
to...
Bob, make that two.
I'd like to take the liberty to call
well, for
a very special
sake, just bring
person.
Us a sex pack.
I'd like to call on a very special person who's with us tonight, a person who's known Ellen longer than any of us.
Oh, no.
Ellen's charming mother, Mrs. Thelma Harper.
My mama doesn't do public speaking. Wild horses wouldn't get her up to that microphone. And besides, she has a terrible case of laryngitis.
Shoot, if Nancy Reagan can do this, I guess I can give it a shot.
All right, I'm going to go for it.
All right. My daughter's scared to death I'm going to say something dumb or stupid. I don't know how she knows what I'm going to say, because when she's around, I don't ever get to say anything. Can y'all hear me out there?
Yeah.
Let me see. At this time, I'm not used to hanging around this club or all of you people, but I will say that for snooty people, some of you ain't bad. But I shouldn't say that, because I don't know whether you're snooty or not for a fact. I only know for sure that my daughter Ellen is. Anyway, ever since...
Oh, Mama, I think the mayor just wanted you to say a few words, and now that everyone has met you and seen how sweet...
Butt out, Ellen, I do a single. Anyway, ever since she joined this club, her nose is so high in the air, when she takes a shower, she likes to drown. But she did win this honor, and I'm just as proud as a mama can be. It's because of her that I'm getting to hang out in this swanky club with all you la-di-da people. Well, I was even introduced to the mayor of Raytown. Let's hear it for Mr. Tuckwell. Yes, sir. I've never met the mayor in person before. I have seen his car parked illegally a few times. Some politicians get into office and lie and cheat. Tutwiller hadn't done any of that. Matter of fact, he hadn't done anything since he's been in there. But I want to tell you, our mayor is a man with his hands into everything. I know. I was dancing with him. Well, seriously, folks, enough about the mayor. It's Ellen's night to howl, and with the full moon, I don't imagine we'll have to wait too long. I'm just joking, Ellen, baby. You know you're my third favorite kid. Well, this is the most memorable day in my daughter's life. I take that back. I bet this is the second most memorable day in your life. I never will forget when Ellen was 8 years old, and she was marching in the Memorial Day parade with the Raytown Twirlettes. You remember the Twirlettes? Oh, yeah. You remember the Twirlettes to... Close your mouth. I'm getting an echo in here. Everybody remembers the Twirlettes. They were these little girls used to twirl their batons and do little tricks and things. Well, now they had the cutest little outfits. They had the white boots with the little white tassels on them. See, little red tops and these cute little white skirts. Now, see, I'm standing on the sidewalk waiting to see my baby come down the street. I'm just proud as a mama can be. And all of a sudden, Carl, my husband, Lord rest his soul, comes running up, and he says to me, "Shouldn't Ellen be wearing these?" And he holds up this little bitty pair of red, white, and blue striped panties, you see, that all of the toilettes were supposed to wear. Well, now, you got to get a picture. Next thing I see, they're coming and marching down the street. Now, here, you got to see this here. Now, see, the drums are going like this. They're going, boom, 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 boom. See, now I trudge out into the middle of this parade. You see, and I'm trying to keep up with I'm keeping step with the drums like this, trying to catch up to Ellen. See, now then the drums are going. I finally catch up to Ellen. And I keep right in step with those drums, and I give her the best advice a mama could give. I said, "Ellen, baby, don't do the cartwheels." Listen, can we talk? Can we talk?
What a bird. That's horrible. I never laughed so hard in my life.
I laughed so hard I almost got sick.
You almost got sick because you ate five desserts.
I swear, you were hilarious.
Oh, well, them people never heard anybody shoot from the lip like I did.
Mama, I didn't know you knew about the time that I played doctor with the O'Malley twins.
I knew everything you kids did.
Well, I never knew about that, you scoundrel.
How do you find out all this stuff, Miss Harper?
I've got my ways, and don't you forget it.
Yeah, well, I think I better lock my bedroom door from now on.
I don't know how you find this stuff out, Mama, but, boy, I thought it was great, especially at that stuffy old club.
Well, which reminds me, Vinton, who have you gotten to MC your bowling banquet this year?
Oh, no, you don't. No, we already got us an MC.
Oh, come on now, Vinton. What do you want, some two-bit comic or the Mama Rickles of Raytown?